Virginia's Department of Education has been using a grow-your-own approach to recruiting teachers. The long-term strategy encourages school divisions to implement the Virginia Teachers for Tomorrow program. Helen Fuqua is the department's specialist for teaching careers.
Virginia Teachers for Tomorrow is a high school program for juniors and seniors who explore careers in education by participating in classroom learning and field experiences in their local school divisions.
What are the origins of the Teachers for Tomorrow program?
In approximately 2001, Virginia was looking for a means of encouraging students to consider education as a career. And originally, we began by using the teacher cadet curriculum from South Carolina. And over the years, we have evolved to using a Virginia-developed curriculum.
In 2001, at that time, were there teacher shortages that you were trying to address?
Yes, but over the years, the need for recruiting classroom teachers has become even greater.
What does the program consist of? What do high school students do on a daily or weekly basis?
They have classroom instruction, and in addition to the classroom instruction, they have field experiences in a local school. They get to choose the area that they would like to experience teaching. It may be a high school subject such as biology, or it could be a pre-K through 6 classroom. The program is offered as a 140-hour course, and the students may take it in their junior and senior year. Some school divisions offer the 36-week course in a semester basis, so students could complete both year one and year two in their senior year.
The program exposes teens to what it's like to be a teacher, but how does it prepare them for what they're going to experience in higher education when they get to college?
They have an overview of several college courses combined into the Virginia Teachers for Tomorrow program, so they get a preview of what's to come in post-secondary education.
About 19,000 high school students have completed the program since it started in 2002, but Virginia's Department of Education doesn't collect data on how many are now working in K-12 schools. We did get connected with one participant, now at Carver Middle School in Chester.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not talking. This was a real test, and we're talking right now. People are still working. We will get a zero.
I'm Megan Perliman. I am a math teacher of 7th grade at Carver Middle School in Chesterfield County.
Megan Perliman grew up in Powhatan, a small district where she says you pretty much knew everybody.
I did not want to be a teacher until I got to high school, and I think it was either sophomore or junior year. Actually, my teacher then kind of convinced me in a way.
Perliman's teacher, Miss Brown, saw her academic talents, including a few times when she took over for a sub and taught math class. She also saw how Perliman encouraged and helped other students. Perliman took her teacher's advice and signed up for 2 dual enrollment courses, Early Childhood Education and Teachers for Tomorrow.
Typical week is that we would go to class, we'd look up lesson plans, do research behind like what they're doing in schools now, because sometimes schools have different trends like PBLs.
PBLs, that's project-based learning. With a binder of lesson plans, Perliman also had the opportunity to teach.
We taught quite a bit for Teachers for Tomorrow, which was great because then we got to get feedback from actual teachers at the time, and we got to build relationships with students, and I'm not that comfortable with smaller kids, so that let me build my confidence with that.
Perliman attended Longwood University with a dual major in elementary and middle school education. She was hired within months of finishing her studies.
I started immediately after I graduated college. Got into Chesterfield County, which is where I wanted to end up, so I'm really happy with that.
Perliman says schools participating in Teachers for Tomorrow should make sure to promote the initiative. She only learned about it after her instructor suggested it. She says teachers should also help recruit from within their classes. She suggests looking for students who get their work done on time and who help others without being asked.
Creativity is a big one in teaching. And open-minded, being open-minded. because I know from now, right now I'm a new teacher. I have the most recent studies in my brain because that's what I learned in high school and in college. But 30 years from now, I'm not going to have that. So I'm going to need an open mind for those new teachers coming in. I'm going to have to learn from them and just keep my practices up to date. So that's for new teachers and veteran teachers right there.
Virginia Beach, Henrico, and Loudoun counties have the highest enrollment numbers, more than 1,600 students each, since the program started in 2002. Richmond Public Schools has some of the lowest numbers, with 27 students enrolling since the program began. Next month, a governor's task force will also address teacher shortages at a University of Virginia summit. For Learning Curve, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.